Welcome back to In Depth for another wonderful interview. It's a gentleman I've had in the studio, had the pleasure of having a couple of times, and he's back in, Danny Heinsohn, talking about my hometown heroes. Danny, how are you, bud?
I'm fantastic, man. It's a great day.
Isn't it a great day? The weather's getting great, and I feel like any day should be a great day for you. You've been through the ringer, I mean, to put it lightly.
No such thing as a bad day.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me about my hometown heroes, what inspired it. What it's all about, your mission statement, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on again. I think it's the third time
we've been on.
Third time's a charm. Yeah, so I was diagnosed with brain cancer back in May of 1999, and this year is actually quite the milestone for me because on May 17th this year will actually be my 20th year anniversary since I was diagnosed.
Okay.
For my 10th year remission, I decided to do an Ironman in Canada, and I raised $10,000, founded the organization. And since 2011, we've awarded 84 scholarships to kids from all across the country, anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000 each. And that's our mission, is to bridge the gap between cancer and college, one scholarship at a time. And over the past 3 years, since I left my corporate job, to put a more dedicated effort towards creating a sustainable infrastructure for this foundation, we've quadrupled our capacity and our growth, and
wow.
We're really on a roll right now and excited for this event coming up.
That's really cool. So what is the event?
So the event kind of got thrown together after a board meeting in February, so it's coming together pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it's called Heroes Night Out.
Okay.
And one of our board members, Doug Hunter, is pretty much ahead lead guy over at Silver Wing Development down at Victorian Square. So Engine 8 Urban Winery is having their grand opening, I believe, this week, and the event is going to be headquartered there. And we have a passport type of sitting, so you basically purchase your passport online or at the event, and there's going to be pairings of their wines with other amazing caterers at Engine 8 Urban Winery. That's where the adventure begins.
Okay.
And then you actually tour like the other pubs and restaurants in Victorian Square for maybe a free cocktail or a free drink, or you know, a free appetizer, discounts on meals during Heroes Night Out.
Okay.
We want everybody to go out there and have a great time. And it's really a celebration about what we do and celebrating college-bound cancer survivors and their stories.
That's fantastic. Is it all to raise money? Is it just more awareness? What is kind of the...
It's a little bit of both. You know, this being the first year that we've had this event, we definitely want to push the awareness factor of it, but it is going to be an incredible event. We've got our marketing wheels already turning, and the buzz is already starting to generate all across town. And as of yesterday, we're 30 days out for the event. So we're all hands on deck, ready for any opportunities to get PR in any way, shape, or form. With the team that we have and the awareness in the community with My Hometown Heroes, we're anticipating about 400 people.
Wow, 400 people. That's fantastic. Is that big? I mean, this is a first time event for you guys.
It is our first time event, and we've had success with previous events where we average about 225 people in a different venue. A great venue, Dolan Lexus, has been awesome host for us over the past couple of years, and we decided to kind of change directions on where we're going. We had found this as an opportunity for growth and just to be different from what we've done in the past, you know, shake things up a little bit.
That's a good, smart idea, and kind of cool to take it to Sparks because that's a really kind of burgeoning area. I mean, they're doing the new event center around the area.
It's amazing that I go there about once every other week or so now, just to do a site visit, and they're building the amphitheater out there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That place is going to be hopping here pretty soon.
Yeah.
But just the fact that Engine 8 is actually having, I believe they're having their grand opening this week, them up and coming and having a pretty unique business model within this community, barreling, pouring from their own barrels and everything, and bottling their own wine. And it's a really exciting opportunity for us because we were actually in the process of getting a custom Heroes Night Out label for the event.
Really?
With their Blackberry Merlot.
Oh, that's just the sound of it makes me like, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Despite it being so early.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So really cool. So people, so 400 is kind of the goal, or are you thinking that's what you're going to hit?
That's what we're anticipating.
Yeah.
Cool. We got a lot. I mean, we got so many great community partners here, and just because it's something fresh and new, I think we're going to get a pretty good draw.
Fantastic. So yeah. People are able to get tickets, right?
Absolutely. Yep. It's myhometownheroes.org/heroesnightout19 is the landing page for the event. You can purchase your event passport there.
Okay, cool.
We also have a VIP passport that's going for $100, where you actually, what's included is a bottle of the Heroes Night Out Blackberry Merlot, a custom stainless steel wine tumbler that comes along with that.
Wow, really?
And then for the anybody who participates in the event with their passport, we've got a grand prize with a super nice townhouse in Incline Village is the grand prize. So we want to get people out there for that. We're also going to be having a silent auction and raffle from other local photographers and just wine baskets and just all kinds of good stuff.
Okay, fantastic. Well, people should definitely take advantage. How can they, are they able to get tickets online, or what's the deal with
that? Yep, they can grab tickets online. The best thing to do is just go to myhometownheroes.org, and there's a rotator that shows up the first time you land on the page. Just click on that rotator. It gives you the information on the event, and yeah, we're pretty stoked.
Pretty cool. And how can people, as far as your scholarships go, how do those get doled out?
Yeah, so I mean, really, the allocations really depend on how much money is raised per a certain time period. And I am happy to announce that this year is we will be exceeding $100,000 in scholarships since we started the foundation back in 2020. Since we awarded our first scholarship back in 2011, and our growth has really quadrupled, and as well as our capacity, because we just have such an amazing team.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. And people can donate directly to your scholarship fund, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And they can go to the same place, myhometownheroes.org, you said?
Correct.
Yep. Okay, very cool. Anything else you want to add, man? This is a really cool event that you've put together.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday, May 22nd. It's the Wednesday right between college graduation and Memorial Day weekend. So I think it's a pretty sweet spot in terms of, you know, people kind of, you know, hunkering down for the holiday weekend coming up, but also at the same time, it's, you know, the weather's getting warm, and you know, we're hoping for epic weather out there.
Definitely make it a beautiful day, and get your drink on and your food on at discounted or maybe even free prices. It's really awesome, and it goes to a good cause. My hometown heroes, Danny Heinsohn. Thanks a lot, bud.
Awesome, always a pleasure, Ian.